I want to talk to you on the secrets of motherhood. And Mother's Day is a celebration honoring mothers and motherhood, maternal bonds, and the influence of mothers in society. Who is a mother? I'll give you the dictionary meaning, then we'll come to God. A mother is a female parent. A mother is a female parent. Secondly, a mother is a woman in authority. Specifically, the superior of a religious community of women. So what he is trying to let us know is that a mother is more than just your female parent, but the woman that leads the women in church is a mother. Thirdly, an old or elderly woman. An old or elderly woman. Paul told Timothy to treat the elderly women as mothers. So that becomes clear. Four, the word mother means a source or origin. A source or origin. When you say things like necessity is the mother of invention. So you're saying source. Something that is an extreme. Something that is an extreme or ultimate example of its kind. Something that's extreme or ultimate example of its kind, especially in terms of scale. So, for instance, when we say things like, this is the mother of all construction projects. So you're saying, this is the biggie. All right? Now, we're going to move further. The word mother can also mean to give birth to. To give birth to. It can mean to give rise to. To give rise to or produce. It could also mean to care for or protect like a mother. To care for or to protect like a mother. You know, for instance, when you say, she mothered two sons. You know, that means she acted as a parent to two sons. All right, let's come to the Bible now. While preparing for this message, I didn't know I was going to stumble into certain truths that the Holy Spirit unveiled to me. Let's go to Genesis chapter 2. Let's look at the first use of the word mother. Genesis chapter 2. We're looking at verse 24. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she's taken out of man. Therefore, shall a man leave his father and his what? And his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be what? One flesh. Okay. To understand what motherhood really means, we must deal with the one who invented the idea of motherhood. Because when God made man, he was alone, and out of the man he made a woman, and whose name was Eve, and Adam called her the mother of all living. Can you remember? All right. So we will look at something here very quickly. The word mother is the Hebrew word em. E-M-M. Some modern day Hebrew scholars prefer to call it Emma. And this word means the following. It means a mother as the bond of the family. A mother as the bond of the family. Secondly, it is used to refer to the word dam, D-A-M, from where you get your Anglican dam, D-A-M-E. So, it also refers to a pattern, in other words, a point of departure or the vision. In the Greek, the word is meta. This is Hebrew. I'm building something. And Greek, it's meter, M-E-T-E-R. And it's amazing, the Greek refers to mother as immediate or remote. Then that's a mother, in bracket, immediate or remote, the source of something, the source of something. Then, when you study further about the word mother, it could be used to refer to grandmother in the Hebrew, M or Emma. And in the Greek, grandmother is Mame. Mame. M-A-M-M-E, Mame. But in the Hebrew, it retains the word Emma. Your stepmother is also Emma or M. I really want us to look deeply. Maybe in the other service I'll look at other things, but let me just run quickly. The basic meaning of the word has to do with the physical relationship with the individual called mother. That's if you look at Genesis 2 verse 24, where the Bible says, "For this cause shall a man leave his father and his mother." Notice the last person the man leaves is his mother. Because a mother has serious influence, which you will find out later. In Genesis 37 verse 10, you will observe that when Joseph shared his dream, Jacob said, "Do you think I and your mother will, and your brothers will come and bow down to you?" And Jacob's physical mother had died. It was his stepmother that was alive, which was Leah. So that means Emma can also refer to your stepmother or Em. Then in 1 Kings 15 verse 10, you can see the use of grandmother. Someone's grandmother there was called mother. An important city can be called a mother of its citizens. For instance, in 2 Samuel 20 verse 19, when Joab wanted to attack a city, a lady came to him. Let's just look at it. Genesis, 2 Samuel 20. 2 Samuel 20. I want to read verse 19. "I am one of them that are peaceable and faithful in Israel. Thou seekest to destroy a city and a mother in Israel." Notice he called the city a mother when he said things like, "My motherland." See, it refers to where you're from. And a city can be a mother as well. For instance, I've heard that Bayelsa is the headquarters of the Izon Nation. Right? So that would mean that it is the mother of the Izon Nation. A mother is also a woman by whose influence and counsel a family, a people, or a nation is guided. A mother is also a woman by whose influence and counsel a family, a people, or a nation is guided. You can see this in Judges chapter 5. So when a woman is a counselor to a people, she can be called a mother. So you can see that when we're talking about Mother's Day, we're looking at honoring those who have played the role of mother in our lives. Because when you say Mother's Day, people say, oh, okay, my mother. But there are people who have mothered you, maybe spiritually, maybe in church, somebody mothered you. And Judges 5, verse 7. Are you there? It says, let me begin from verse 6. It says, in the days of Shamgar, the son of Anath, in the days of Jahel, the highways were unoccupied, and the travelers walked through byways. The inhabitants of the villages ceased. They ceased in Israel until that I, Deborah, arose. That I arose a mother where? In Israel. Because she guided Israel to her destiny. When there was a war, she was the one that went to meet Barak and helped Barak identify his destiny. And Barak said, I will not go unless you go with me. So a mother is like a guide. All right. Now let's do a play on the word mother. The Hebrew words have numerical value, and Hebrew words also have what we call pictorial meanings. All right? Every Hebrew word, for instance, the word Aleph. The word Aleph is the first word in Hebrew. I did a little study on the Hebrew language yesterday. Now, this word, or this letter Aleph, is the first letter. It's where we get the word A. If you do a study on the Hebrew language, you see that sometimes the Hebrew alphabet is actually called Aleph Beth, the Aleph Beth. And that's Aleph and Beth, which is the second letter. And I discovered yesterday that the Greeks, from which we get our alphabet, copied the Hebrew language. I didn't know until yesterday. I suspected because I was like, why were we told alphabet? And the Jews called us Aleph Beth. Are we together? Okay, so we have the Aleph. Say Aleph. All right. Now, that's where you get your A from. It is the first letter. It represents God, and it also is symbolic of the sacrificial ox. It is used as a letter to represent the Father because of the numerical value of one. When you follow me closely, because when I start explaining mother and father, it will clarify a lot of things, and you will know how to play your roles in marriage. So we got the Aleph. Say Aleph. Okay, thank you. Now, its numerical value is what? One. Thank you. All right. Now, the word mother, since we say the Hebrew letters have meaning, what do we get out of Aleph and Mem? All right. Let's look at the word father. Because if you can understand the word father, this M is Aleph and Mem. The word father is Aleph Beth. If you don't understand Aleph Beth, because it says, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother. And the Bible says, and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain, or the two of them shall become one flesh. You will understand fully the mother. Because Aleph Beth, the word Aleph there, the ox, the Beth speaks of house. So, we have Aleph, the ox. The word Aleph also means leader. Take note, leader. It also means commander. It means to be trained to bear a yoke. All right. So the father, based on the word father, is two words, Aleph and Beth. All right. If the word Ab, from where you get the word Abba, father, are we together? Our focus is mother, but I want to lead you from father to mother.